This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report Podcast.
Yo, welcome to the Celebrity Afterlife Report. I am your host, the Celebrity Medium, back with some more stuff about the goings-on in the celebrity scene in the next world. Got some new stuff for you. We pretty much always have new stuff, don't we? Sometimes it's moving forward of a plot we've been talking about, but sometimes it's brand new stuff that you've never heard about before. That's what I got for you today. Tom Petty and his next world band, the Earth Shakers, just played their first public concert over the weekend. Word I've gotten is that they have played for like friends and so forth in the past, but they've never actually done a gig, as musicians say, a gig. The venue was a place called New Wembley Stadium, which is modeled after the original one, the famous original place in England. And like the earthly plane, Wembley Stadium, it seats about 90,000 people. So that's a big gig, okay? That's big. That's bigger than, like, NFL crowds. And Petty admitted being nervous, said he hadn't played in a large concert venue in a while. And as the show progressed, he was talking between songs, and he said that he addressed the story making the rounds. This has been reported in the Earthly Plane press about the drugs that were in the system, in his system at the time of his transition to the afterlife. He had a lot of stuff in his system. But the story is that he also had a lot of chronic pain the last few years of his life. So if he was addicted to this stuff, it was probably because it was prescribed for him and it just kind of got out of hand. And as a matter of fact, at the New Wembley Stadium gig, he said he was glad to be free of his addictions. So I guess that confirms it. He had, man, like 6 or 7 different things, painkillers and whatnot. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy. The people who were critical of the Earth Shakers because of the lineup, because if you remember, it was John Bonham from Led Zeppelin on the drums, and John Entwistle from The Who playing bass, and they have some other guys, the names of whom I do not know, and I apologize for that. But some people said they're not really like Tom Petty band kind of guys. So people were kind of saying that the band wasn't going to be very good. Well, those people were silenced. According to 3 of my sources who saw the show, they say they were fantastic. It was a great show. The crowd, the audience was totally into it. The band worked together flawlessly. Now, there was an opening act, and this is a guy you may never have heard of, Colonel Bruce Hampton. His band was so new, it doesn't even have a name yet. He's a very, very interesting guy. I actually saw Bruce Hampton with his old band, the Hampton Grease Band, in 1971 at the Fillmore East. So that gives you a clue as to how old I am. But he's just, he's an interesting character, and you should look into him. Get on YouTube and just look for Bruce Hampton or Colonel Bruce Hampton. And I'm told that they went over really well with the crowd. It's probably the biggest crowd he's ever played to. There's even a documentary about him called Basically Frightened. That's named after a song that he did on the Earthly Plane. In fact, I'm told he did it at this concert at the New Wembley Stadium. So, good to see that Tom Petty's back in action. I am personally happy to hear about Bruce Hampton because I've always loved his work, and I hope you'll look into him. All right, moving on. We've been talking about Robert Guillaume, the actor. He was the star of the show Benson, which was a spinoff of a show called Soap. And then he was a star of a show called Sports Night that I think lasted like 2 seasons. He played the boss of a newsroom, a sports newsroom, like a network, kind of like ESPN. And he was Isaac Jaffe on that. He was also the voice of Rafiki from the original version of The Lion King. Now, in the afterlife, he took a job with Vince McMahon Sr.'s Shakespearean Acting Company. I told you about that before the holidays. And Joni Laura, who was known as China when she was wrestling, she's in the acting company, and she was pretty good in The Taming of the Shrew. Got some really great reviews from the critics. Joni kind of threw a hissy fit. I guess she figured she was kind of queen of this acting company, and she didn't want Robert Guillaume there because the company was originally all former wrestlers were the actors in the company. And over time, Vince McMahon Sr. has added some non-wrestlers to it, and she didn't particularly like that. But so there was a question. She kind of went on strike over it. They were in a hiatus, and they were supposed to be doing a show coming up, Midsummer Night's Dream. And she said, I'm not going to perform, you know, if you have Robert Guillaume. Well, we don't know all the details, but apparently somebody sat her down and kind of read her the riot act. They said, Guillaume is in, and you can either take it or leave it. And the bottom line is, she took it. She has stayed with the company, and Robert Guillaume will be starring in their upcoming production of Othello, which I'm sure is probably a major deal for him, because it's a serious play, and I'm sure he'll be great in it. Actor Frank Vincent, we mentioned him in the past too, his birth name was Frank Vincent Gattuso Jr. He was on The Sopranos. He's one of those guys you'd recognize him if you saw him. He was also in Raging Bull. He was in Goodfellas, where he played Billy Batts. And he was also in the movie Casino. He was basically typecast as a mob guy. And I reported weeks ago that he got a starring role on a TV sitcom in the next world called Goombas. Goombas is, you know, an Italian slang thing for, like, you know, buddies. Good, you know, Goodfellas. Guys you hang out with. He's in my Goomba. It's a sitcom in the afterlife now. And as it turns out now, we have more information. Also, Goomba, weren't Goombas something in Mario World? Aren't they the monsters in the horrible Mario Brothers movie? The Super Mario Brothers movie? It's terrible. You want to see a truly awful movie, watch that sometime. Goombas are these giant, ridiculous, stupid-looking things with little lizard heads. Anyway, it turns out he is the lead character on this show called Goombas on Afterlife Television. He plays, and this is so dumb. I haven't seen the show, of course. This is dumb. He plays a former mafia guy who's now a kids' TV show host. Oh, can you just imagine the wacky situations he'll find himself in? Lastly, I have to apologize up front about this. This is a story I wanted to tell you, but I really don't have very much information about it, to be honest. As it turns out, none of my sources were actually at this nice lady's welcoming ceremony to the next world. Dolores O'Riordan. She was the singer in the Irish alternative band The Cranberries, and they were a kind of a big deal, especially back in the 90s. She died just a few days ago, and she was 46. Now, the cause of her death has not been made public as of the last I've heard, and as I said, none of my sources were at her welcoming ceremony. Though they were a big deal, so I imagine they probably had a pretty good crowd, but I can't really confirm that. You know, so I apologize for that, but I didn't want to not tell you about her arriving there, even though I don't have a lot of details. I'm going to try to get the details, and I'll probably have them for you next week. And also, as I was reading about her, I noticed that it said the Cranberries were known for hits including Zombie and Linger. Now, Linger, I remember hearing on the radio. I don't remember Zombie at all. I'm not saying it wasn't a big hit. It just somehow got past me. I don't recall that song at all. The band was formed in 1990 in Limerick, Ireland, and that's pretty much all I can tell you. I really don't know how her welcome. I assume if something really crazy or unexpected or bad had happened at the welcoming ceremony, my sources would have heard about it, and therefore I would know about it, so I'm going to assume that everything went fine. And I apologize for the lack of details, but, you know, you can't know everything, can you? And that, my Goombas, is the Celebrity Afterlife Report for this week. Barring unforeseen circumstances, I will be back next week with more gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. And as always, I implore you, I beg you, I beseech you to tell your friends, your enemies, your relatives, strangers, your arresting officers, about the show. It can be found on iTunes. It can be found on the Google Play Store. It can be found on YouTube. And, of course, it can be heard on K-Chung Radio, AM 1630 in Los Angeles, every Monday at 1 o'clock, where it is part of a show called Inspirato Projecto Radio. I'm the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening. See ya.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.